Hey friends, thanks for listening to Eat Your Spanish. If you want to support our podcast, you can do so by subscribing to the show and leaving us a review on iTunes. You can also support us on our Patreon page at patreon.com/eatyourspanish, where you can get exciting bonus content such as songs, stickers, and more for as little as $2 a month. Thanks for listening. Now on with the show.
Hello, friends.
Hola, amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo están?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
A estar contigo.
Are you hungry?
Tienen hambre.
To sing and play.
A cantar y jugar.
'Cause on our menu.
Porque en el menu.
Spanish today.
Everybody sing.
Eat your Spanish.
Spinach?
No, I said Spanish.
Okay.
Eat your spinach with us today.
Eat your spinach!
With Evan.
And Vanessa.
Hola, amigos. Me llamo Evan.
Y me llamo Vanessa. Welcome to another fun episode of Eat Your Spanish, the only Spanish podcast that features a bilingual elephant and a bilingual mouse.
Well, today we've got a really fun episode, but before we begin, I've got a quick pregunta. In the words of Milo, Vanessa, what that noise? And what are you doing?
Oh, lo siento, Evan, and that was a really good Milo impression, by the way. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you. Our amigas Edith and Bikri gave me some beautiful pieces of fabric from Mexico. So I'm making some tiny mouse-sized clothes for Mr. Mouse.
Oh, wow, that's so beautiful, Vanessa. I bet he's gonna love them so much. What are you making?
Well, I'm making a few different pieces of clothing. I'm making a t-shirt, some pants, a little jacket, and some shoes.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of clothes.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you've noticed, but like the past 10 times we've hung out with Mr. Mouse, he's been wearing the same shirt. And it's got all those gross queso stains all over it, so I just thought I'd make him something new and beautiful.
That's really nice of you, Vanessa. Wait a second. I just got a really great idea. What if we make today's episode all about la ropa, or all about clothing? That way we can learn about all the things you're making for Mr. Mouse.
Oh, that's a great idea. Sounds a lot better than our original episode idea, which was to teach everyone how to count to
999 quintillion, 999 quadrillion, 999 trillion, 999 billion, 999 million, 999,999.77777777.2.
Ropa seems like a much better idea.
Well, how about we start off with a lesson, and then we can sing a fun song together?
That sounds great! And then after that, we can visit Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse, and I can give him all the clothing. And maybe we can invite over the neighbors, Las Hormigas, and Mr. Mouse can model all the clothing for us in a fashion show!
That's perfect! We hope you're ready to have some fun!
Here we go!
Spanish lesson time!
So, Vanessa, how do you say t-shirt, pants, jacket, and shoes all in Espanol?
That's a great question, Evan. To say t-shirt, we say camiseta. To say pants, we say pantalones. To say jacket, we say chaqueta. And to say shoes, we say zapatos. How about we start off with the word for t-shirt? To say t-shirt in Spanish, we say la camiseta. So repeat after me, amigos. La camiseta.
La camiseta.
La camiseta.
La camiseta.
Muy bien, amigos. And for those of you who want a little bonus Spanish, the word camisa means shirt. So if you want to talk about a nice shirt, you would say camisa. And then if you wanted to talk about a t-shirt, you would say camiseta. Okay, on to word número dos, which is the word for pants. To say the pants in Spanish, we say los pantalones. So repeat after me. Los pantalones.
Los pantalones.
Los pantalones.
Los pantalones.
Excelente! And you know what? That word kind of sounded a bit like a cognate. Pantalones and pants. Pretty similar, huh? And guess what? The next word is a cognate too. To say the jacket, we say la chaqueta. So repeat after me, amigos. La chaqueta.
La chaqueta.
La chaqueta.
La chaqueta.
Eso, amigos. You're doing great. La chaqueta is the jacket. We've got one more word to go, the word for shoes. To say the shoes in Spanish, we say los zapatos. Ready to repeat after me one more time? Okay, here we go. Los zapatos.
Los zapatos.
Los zapatos.
Los zapatos.
You did it, amigos.
Yeah, great work, friends.
Now it's time to have some fun and sing these words in una canción.
I hope you've got your singing voices ready.
Spanish song time!
Okay, amigos, time to learn la canción de la ropa, or the clothing song.
This song has a lot of different parts that you can sing along with. In fact, I'll teach you all four lines of the chorus this time, since we use so many Spanish words in it. The first line of the chorus sounds like this.
Every morning I love to wear mi ropa, mi ropa.
Want to sing it along with me? Here we go.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Every morning I love to wear mi ropa, mi ropa.
Great singing, amigos! The second line of the chorus sounds like this.
Bright colores y flores in my hair. Mi ropa, mi ropa.
And that means bright colors and flowers in my hair. Want to sing it with me? Here we go.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Bright colores y flores in my hair. Mi ropa, mi ropa.
Muy bien, amigos! The third line of the chorus goes like this.
Like a pájaro flying free. Mi ropa, mi ropa.
All together now. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Like a pájaro flying free. Mi ropa, mi ropa.
And last but not least, the final line in the chorus sounds like this.
Mi ropa makes me feel like me. Mi ropa. Mi ropa.
One more time, amigos, all together. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Mi ropa makes me feel like me. Mi ropa, mi ropa.
Excelente, amigos. Hey, Vanessa, can we try singing all four lines together?
Sure thing, Evan. Are you ready, amigos? Let's go for it.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Every morning I love to wear mi ropa. Mi ropa, bright colores y flores in my hair. Mi ropa, mi ropa, like a pájaro flying free. Mi ropa, mi ropa, mi ropa makes me feel like me. Mi ropa, mi ropa.
So beautiful, friends. Now it's okay if you didn't get all the words that time. We'll be singing this a few times in the song, and the more you listen, the easier it'll be to sing.
And for anyone looking for an extra challenge, see if you all can hear all of the extra Spanish words that we included in the song.
All right, amigos, are you ready to sing La Canción de la Ropa? Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
every morning I love to wear.
Miropa, miropa.
Bright colores y flores in my hair.
Miropa, miropa.
Like a pájaro flying free.
Miropa, miropa.
Miropa makes me feel like me.
Miropa, miropa.
Hello, mis amigos, how do you do? Got a question just for you. When you go walking out on the street, what do you wear on your legs and feet?
Mis pantalones are soft and blue. They keep me warm while I sing for you.
Listen to me. Tengo una pregunta para ti. When you go out on a breezy day, what do you wear to explore and play? Singing, amigos. That was so much fun.
Yeah, you all have such beautiful voices. I'm so feliz when we all get to sing together. Did you all hear some of those extra Spanish words that we included in the song? Evan, what were those words?
Good question. There was one line that went, Tengo una pregunta para ti. Could any of you all figure out what that meant?
In Spanish, Tengo una pregunta para ti means, I've got a question for you. Were there any other Spanish parts in the song, Evan?
There were. In the final verse of the song, there was a part that went, Siento feliz y hermosa, si en mi ropa.
Could you all figure out what some of those words meant? If you did, muy bien. And if not, I'll help you right now. Siento feliz y hermosa means I feel happy and beautiful. And the final line, si en mi ropa, means yes, in my clothes. That was such a joyful song to sing with you all, amigos, and I'm so happy we were able to include some fun extra Spanish words for you all.
Yeah, you all are becoming such great Spanish speakers. We're so proud of you.
Yeah, we really are, amigos. Oh, and look at the time. I told Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse that we'd be at their hogar in a couple minutes. Want to walk over there with me?
Actually, could we ride our bicicletas?
Ooh, sure, that sounds like fun. We'll see you over there, amigos.
Well, I've got a couple friends and don't you know? If I told you who they were, well, you might say,
aw, he's as tiny as a flower.
She's as giant as a house.
Yes, it's Mrs. Elephant and Mr. Mouse.
Ooh, hooray, Mr. Mouse. I think Evan and Vanessa are here. I'm gonna go let them in. Hola, Vanessa. Hola, Evan.
Hola, Mrs. Elephant.
Well, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien. I'm just so grateful that y'all brought ropa nueva, or new clothes for Mr. Mouse. Phew. You know la camiseta naranja y marrón, or the orange-brown t-shirt that he's wearing right now?
Of course I know that camiseta. He was wearing it the last 10 times I saw him.
Well, I'm sure he was. Believe it or not, that camiseta was blanco, or white, when I got it for him a couple months ago.
Ew!
You're telling me.
Buenas tardes, amigos!
Buenas tardes, Mr. Mouse!
I'm so excited to try on all of la ropa that you made for me, Vanessa. Although I really am going to miss this shirt. You know I've worn this camiseta every day since Mrs. Elephant got it for me?
Oh, that is disgusting, Mr. Mouse. You really need to learn how to do some laundry.
It's okay, Mrs. Elephant. Here, I'll get out all of la ropa that I made for him. Mr. Mouse, here is your brand new wardrobe.
Oh my goodness! It's beautiful, Vanessa! And the fabric is so colorful and pretty. Where did you get this?
Well, do you remember Edith and Bikri?
Of course I do. Those are our two good amigas that teach in our Eat Your Spanish virtual lesson program. We love spending time with them.
Aw, that's great. Well, they both sent me material over from Mexico.
Oh, wow. How precious of them. What absolute sweethearts they are.
Yeah, they really are. Well, with all the fabric they sent me, and with a few little food items and some creativity, I was able to make you una camiseta, los pantalones, los zapatos, y una chaqueta.
Wow! Siento muy, muy feliz! I'm so happy! Can I try on la ropa?
Of course you can! But actually, we have a special surprise for you. Your neighbors, Las Hormigas, built a tiny little runway for you, so we can have a fashion show!
Fashion show! Fashion show!
Oh! Hola, Hormiga Amigos! I didn't see you all there. I've always wanted to be in a fashion show. I'm just a little nervous, because, well, I don't want to slip on the runway.
Oh my goodness, this is gonna be so fun! Okay, everyone. Let's take our seats while Mr. Mouse goes behind the curtains and gets changed.
I've never been a fashion model before. Okay, first I'll put la camiseta over my cabeza. Then I'll put in mi brazo. And now mi otro brazo. Okay, camiseta is on. Now for los pantalones. First, I'll put in mi little pierna, and now mi otra pierna. Okay, and now I'll zip it up. Whew, halfway there. Now to put on los zapatos. Ooh, these are made of green beans. I guess I'll slip in both of my pies, or my 2 feet. And last but not least, la chaqueta. In with un brazo, and now mi otro brazo. Okay.
Mr. Mouse, are you ready for your fashion show?
Sí. I just hope I don't slip on the runway.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure you'll be great.
Ooh, I didn't know the lights were gonna dim so much.
Hola, amigos, and welcome to the first ever Eat Your Spanish fashion show. Today's fashion show theme is ropa de ratón, or mouse clothes. Without further ado, I present to you the one and only Mr. Mouse.
Woohoo! Oh yeah! Come on, buddy!
Yay! Come on, Mr. Mouse!
Fashion show! Fashion show!
Oh, he's looking good!
Take a stroll down that runway, Mr. Mouse.
Okay. Whew. Here goes nothing.
Today, Mr. Mouse is wearing a lovely...
Uh-oh! Oh, no! I slipped over my creaming zapatos!
Oh, don't worry about it, Mr. Mouse. You're doing great. Everyone loves you, and you look so handsome.
Yeah, Mr. Mouse, you look amazing!
We're so proud of you, buddy.
Oh, thanks, everyone. Okay. Let me try this one more time.
You got this, Mr. Mouse. It's my honor to present to you all for a second time tonight, the one, the only, Mr. Mouse.
Go, Mr. Mouse! Hey!
Yay, Mr. Mouse, you can do it.
Here goes nothing.
Today, Mr. Mouse is wearing a lovely camiseta y pantalones. Give us a twirl, Mr. Mouse.
You mean like this?
Mr. Mouse is also wearing a pair of lovely zapatos made out of stitched up green beans.
Tap beans! Okay, but they're kind of squishy.
Woo! Amazing! And last but not least, over his camiseta, he's wearing a beautiful sleek chaqueta made out of, you guessed it, bubblegum wrappers! What a great way of reusing something that we would normally throw into la basura, or the trash.
And it smells minty, too.
Come on, everyone. Let's give one more big round of applause for our very own fashion superstar, Mr. Mouse.
Oh, yeah, buddy, you did it! Woohoo!
Woohoo! Go, Mr. Mouse! You were beautiful up there, Mr. Mouse.
You sure were, Mr. Mouse. Muy, muy hermoso. I'm so proud of you.
Muchas gracias, everyone. Now let's all party! Pizza style!
Pizza party! Pizza party!
That sound means it's almost time to say goodbye. We had such a wonderful time with you all today.
Yeah, we really did. We learned how to say la camiseta, which means the t-shirt, los pantalones, which are the pants, la chaqueta, which is the jacket, and los zapatos, which are the shoes. We even learned a few extra words today, like hermosa, or beautiful, pregunta, or question, and a few others too. And we sang our special canción de la ropa together.
And it was so much fun to watch Mr. Mouse on that fashion runway, too. He's a natural.
Thanks so much for joining us today for such a fun episode.
Yeah, it was so nice to spend some time with you all today. I think all that's left now is to sing the goodbye song.
We hope you all sing along with us.
Adios, mi buen amigo.
Goodbye, my good friend.
Adios, amigos. Goodbye, friends.
Hasta luego. See you later. Thanks for listening to the Eat Your Spanish podcast. You can support our podcast by visiting patreon.com/eatyourspanish or by subscribing to it and leaving a review on iTunes. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at eatyourspanishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Adios!